Wherever I am, all is. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. Wherever I am, all is. This is a concept that has sort of brightened our days and frightened our days many times, because we do not like to think that all exists where we are. Because if all exists where we are, then we are limited, because we look at the world around us and we see the things where we are, and we think that that is all there is. And of course, that is all there is. That is all there is, and that is all there ever can be. But what is it that is all that there is? All that there is this moment now. And we don't like to feel that this moment now is all that there is, because if this moment now is the all that there is, then our world is kind of limited. Our world is kind of frightening, because the very things that are important to us are whatever we see, whatever we're experiencing, whatever we give our attention to. What sort of things do I give my attention to? When I have a thought of something that is distressing, I immediately change my thought and I say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. Hey, we've heard that an awful lot. Yes, but that works. How many times has the Lord's Prayer been said over and over again? How many times has the Rosary been said over and over again? How many times have the words of Allah been said over and over again? How many times have the creeds and the credos of every faith and every religion and every philosophy on the face of the earth been said over and over again? And it makes them no less true. And it makes them no less valid. Because only as we speak it and think it and live it and are it, are we getting the benefit from it. Wherever I am, all is present. So here I am, in the middle of my universe, in the middle of my world, in the middle of my thought, in the middle of now. And in the middle of now, I take a deep breath and let it out, and I am relaxed. In the middle of now, I think, all is in divine order, and I'm peaceful. In the middle of now, whatever question comes into my consciousness, I say, I know that I know that I know, and the divine in me knows the answer, and the answer is there. Now, do I want to test myself, and do I want to speak the answer? Do I want to reveal the answer right now to myself? Well, you're not being tested, you're being fortified. Every time you say whatever the word comes to your mind, when you say, I know that I know that I know, you are strengthening your belief that that awareness is who you are. You're strengthening your belief that that conviction that you have is who you are. Now, is that conviction who you are? Is that conviction who you really believe you are? Well, make up your mind. Make up your mind. I make up my mind. Wherever I am, all is. And I instantly speak the thoughts that come to my mind, and people say, but no, that's not true. And what they're doing is defending their appreciation for something that's contrary to what I'm saying. And you say, you just think you're so good that, you know, that everything about you is so perfect. Yes, I do. You think that everything you do is wonderful and fantastic. Yes, I do. You think that the world should smile more upon you. No, the world smiles upon me wonderfully now, because I created smiling. I smile on the world, and the world smiles on me. The world is my reflection. You are my reflection. All the world in our universe is our reflection. How wonderful that is. That reflection is something so fantastic, so beautiful, so rewarding and so fulfilling, that it's up to us to make the decision that wherever I am, all is. And wherever I am, all is, and it's beautiful and it's good. And it's in the now. And this is a very vital and a very dramatic and dynamic thing for us to consider. As we have our thought for today, we come to the consideration of what is reality, of who are we and where are we going. Think about it. Wherever I am, all is. So, whatever I'm doing this moment, it's the only thing that's important. I have friends who are living in New Zealand, friends who are living in Australia, friends who are living in Taiwan, friends who are living in the Philippines, friends who are living in New Zealand, as I said, friends who are living in Switzerland, in Germany, in Russia, in India, in Africa, in South America, in America, in Canada. I just name the whole world, and I have friends who are there. They are people who have listened to my comments and my ways of sharing things, and they said, hey, I like that. I'd like to learn more about that. So they join the University of Healing, they learn more about that, and they begin to apply it in their life, and they say, you know, since I'm applying these things daily in my life is much richer, much more full, much more beautiful, much more rewarding, and wherever I am, all is. And it's a wonderful feeling, it's a wonderful realization. Before, I used to make comments that it was not there, and it was not there. Now I'm making comments that it is there, it is here, right where I am, and so it is. Yes, this is the idea of positive thinking. This is the idea of beneficial thinking. This is the idea of living in the now, and living wonderfully, beautifully, perfectly, totally now. This is where you are, this is where I am, and this is all that matters. Think on these things. Wherever I am, all is. And exercise it in your life today, just like I'm exercising it in my life today. And I feel awfully good. Remember, as I say, I like me, I like me, I like me, you're my creation, and I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.